The Coast to Coast has been, well, partially cancelled for the first time in four decades. Organisers say it's impossible to run the two-day event under the red light setting. But race director Glenn Curry is still hoping a one-dayer may go ahead. I spoke to Glenn earlier about what they are trying to get done.
We've given ourselves 5 days, basically, from yesterday through to Friday to see if we can come up with a plan that basically meets isolating those groups of 100, really.
So what are the challenges there? Is it support crews at the sort of key changeover points after the kayaking, for example?
Yeah, probably the major challenge is our start line with the one-day event. Our one-day event's a lot smaller. It's a huge challenge. So our athlete numbers are definitely lower. So we've got the start line is probably where we have our largest group of people. And then obviously it thins out. You know, one thing that works in our favour is we have 247 kilometres to spread people out, really, in some fairly remote wilderness. So we just have to find where those pinch points are and see if we can keep those numbers right down, really.
Would you look at adjusting how you start the race? Could you have staggered starts?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at. What we need to do is put the athletes into their categories, and currently we're working through allocating them a colour with that category. We need portaloos in every transition, which there needs to be allocated to each pod. So what we'll do is colour each portaloos, so when they come into transition they know which portaloos they can use. There'll be car parking for their support crews that are allocated just to their pod, etc. So it's a bit of a mind mess, but we're working through it, and you know, we're actually working on 50 people, really trying to keep it to as groups.
Right, yeah, that is some serious logistics you're talking about there. So yeah, I was going to ask, how many have you got entered for the one-day race at this point?
For the one-day individual event, we've got 243 athletes, which is actually the largest number ever in that field, and then we've got 14 teams. So yeah, that's what we're sitting at the moment. And yeah, obviously we cancelled our two-day event because we just couldn't manage the camping area there with over 5,000 odd people.
And then the finish line, what will happen there?
The nature of the one-day event is that it's a real trickle-in effect. So we'll have athletes finishing anywhere from 4 p.m. right through to midnight. And you can sort of expect sort of four or five athletes in the one-day event every, you know, it's sort of, you know, they really trickle in every 5 minutes or so. So we'd have a managed area, and, you know, we obviously need athletes to sort of work with us in terms of congratulations, well done, and, you know, moving off with their support crews so we don't have a congregation at the end. Due to the nature of the event, we're quite lucky because most people are ready to get home and have dinner, I suppose.
Yeah.
Racing for over 12 hours. So.
And that is Coast to Coast race director Glenn Curry.